Yeah, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Let me check. I'm pretty good.
Yes?
How's
I know a Mark Snyder.
You do?
I do.
It's not me, though, is it?
It isn't you.
What a bummer, huh?
Uh-uh.
There's a lot of Mark Snyders, but they're only
there's
imitations.
There's only one you.
There's only imitations. You know?
Now, the Mark Snyder... tell me, are we on the air?
Let me check. Yes.
Oh, we are?
Yes. But it's being taped.
Oh, okay. So. I just wanted to know where you are.
Okay, we're in Boston.
You are in Boston, West
and
Boston.
This interview will be coming up at 6 o'clock tonight on PMPnetwork.com.
Okay.
And then we'll be on radio next week.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And how are you?
You know, I'm doing really well, but I did get up at 3:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to bed early?
Oh, gosh, I've got to... One preteen and one teen didn't go to bed early.
Well, I have younger ones than that, so.
Yeah, what are yours?
Mine are, I have an 11-year-old son and an 8-year-old daughter.
Mine's 12 and almost 15.
Boys or girls?
Boy is almost 15 and my daughter's 12.
Does the daughter look like you?
Yeah.
Lucky her. Lucky her.
She actually looks like herself. I think both my kids do. They look more like themselves than they do either my husband or me.
Yeah. Our kids are lucky.
But I tell you, it is the greatest adventure. The greatest adventure.
Oh, yeah. You know, the real Wonder Woman is the mother. People who take care of their kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't you take care?
I actually take care of mine all the time.
Yeah, and it's isn't it?
It's
I mean,
more
you
rewarding
really,
than anything I can do.
Right, and you really do get to know who they are.
Yeah.
When you have to deal with their needs.
The good and the bad.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. My son's a football guy, and my daughter is a gymnast, so there's always something going on here.
But for right now, girls in athletics is the thing that just thrills me no end. Just being... having that available.
Oh, that's great. My daughter plays soccer, too, and she's had two undefeated seasons in a row.
Yeah, mine, yeah. Too.
It's just so much fun for the kids.
Yeah, they were number one in their division. They didn't have a single goal against them.
Wow.
All year.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that those kind of seasons, my daughters, they allowed 3 goals, but even those
that's
kind of
still things,
yeah, but it's sometimes it gets a little boring because they just beat every team so badly.
Yeah, well, next year I'm sure they'll move up then, get themselves challenged, you know, move up a division.
Now, either of your children showing an inclination towards showbiz?
Both of them. They, I think every, you know how your daughters are in the mirror with their friends, doing all the dee 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 dee, you know, mm-hmm. all the dances and stuff. So I would hope they didn't, because it can be kind of I don't know. I loved it. I will support them absolutely if that's what they want to do. But college is a must, and. Think that they got to find they have a passion for it.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about you before we go into some of the subjects that we're supposed to be talking about today.
All right.
And let's talk about, first of all, about when you won the Miss World USA.
My God, he's talking about Miss World.
Yeah. I mean, that was an amazing thing. And that wasn't that the catapult that really pushed your career?
Was it the catapult? As a matter of fact, as we talk, my best friend from, she was Miss Tennessee when I was Miss Arizona in that contest, is sitting in this room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how is she doing?
She is a professor of law and a mediator and stuff. And
that's good.
Double doctorate. And
you
but
both
we're
have
still
something
best friends.
You both have something in common. You see, you didn't just use your appearance to succeed. You both used your brains as well, which is
right,
good.
And she's been here with me as I've gone over a lot of interviews to help to raise awareness for IBS. She's that is a true friend, and trying to, that's really why I'm here today is to talk about IBS. Do you know what it is?
I do, but I wanted to save that because I wanted to talk to you about some other things first, then we'll talk about that.
Well, all right.
Because
we'll just do it for a little while. You're taping this?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, people, I know that...
I didn't want you to cut out my IBS,
I will
that's
not.
Why I'm doing
I
it.
I promised them I would let you talk about that.
All right.
But I wanted to talk a little bit about some other things that our audience of 9 million people is more interested in at this point. That'll get them in, and then they can listen and hear what you have to say about the other thing.
Okay.
But they all want
then
to know
I'll
about...
Then I'll try not to direct you, but don't. We won't do it too long, okay?
They all want to know
is
about...
Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
All right.
They all want to know about Wonder Woman. So,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, the costume became... Where is that costume, by the way?
Well, there were several costumes. You know, various... just over a period of time, there were probably six, maybe. And I have one of them. And I keep it in a sealed little thingy. I've gotten it out twice.
Now, are we going to see that on eBay?
No. I got it out twice. Both of them were for... Kindergarten Show and Tell.
Wow.
And that's the only time it's been out.
And I know you did Partners in Crime, too. Do you ever talk to Lonnie anymore?
Or? I do. I keep in touch with Lonnie. She's a wonderful woman and very smart and funny. And her son and my son are the same age. And so, you know, everyone comes through Washington, which is where I live and have for almost 20 years. They come through Washington at one point or another, one time or another. And so I've seen her since when she's come through here and try to see her when I go to L.A.
Are you still doing the live performances and things?
No. When I got pregnant with my son, singing was a huge part of my career, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I started in the business. And,
right.
And I didn't realize that I was giving it up when I gave it up, or I probably wouldn't have given it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a ingrained part of my life that I do miss performing. I do miss singing and performing, but it's a large undertaking to put an act on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the expense, but it's a nightlife, and I just can't see myself doing that to my children.
Yeah, exactly. Jamie and Jessica need mom around. So.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's all nightlife, and you get all switched around, and your days are nights, and nights are days, and it's tough.
Now, how did you get involved in the irritable bowel syndrome, IBS?
I got involved. I got a phone call a couple months ago, and... they asked me, you know, did I know anything about it? And I said no, and I don't lend my name very easily to anything. I'm very involved in women's issues, women's health issues, anything that's good for women and children.
Susan
I'm
Komen
there
Foundation,
for.
I know that. You've been involved in that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I really do, living in Washington, you could do, you know, 20 a week if you mm-hmm. let yourself. And they called me, and what it did is it sparked kind of an emotional response with me because my mother has suffered from it for more than 30 years. And the first 15, it was misdiagnosed into various things. Her symptoms were severe abdominal pain and bloating and, where feet would, everything.
Mm.
And also constipation. But it's not something that is easily talked about. It's not something that you'll want to talk to your kids about or your husband about or even your doctor about unless it's kind of, well, it's really embarrassing, but I have to tell you, you know.
Mm.
There's a lot of embarrassment and shame and trying to wish it away and all kinds of things. And very often, doctors certainly don't take the symptoms together. They're treating each of them as individual symptoms of something else. So when... it was discovered that there was a real name for it, and a syndrome, which my mother discovered after going through a lot of testing. It was great, you know. Well, what do they do? And it was absolutely nothing.
Mm.
They could do nothing except, you know, watch what you eat and
right, no,
what
so
they'd been doing for 15 years already.
So Novartis Pharmaceuticals has come up with a solution?
Well, yes, they have a medication. There are also therapies that are available. There's another side to IBS as well, which is not what my mother has, but it can be with diarrhea, or it can be alternating. It can, you know, so it can really be messed up.
Mm.
So, yes, Novartis does have something that is looks like it's going to offer a great deal of hope. But the most important thing to me is taking the shame away from it, getting the light shined on it, and getting people to be able to say it, to say the words without snickering and without having to make some dumb joke. Or,
well, if people do talk about it, it certainly the more you talk about it, the more comfortable people are discussing
exactly.
It. Exactly. Is there a
do
site?
You? I mean, if you told someone about this interview, I'll bet you out of 10 people that you would talk to, parents or you know, members of your family or whatever, that they would know someone that has it. It is. I've been shocked.
My boyfriend has it.
Oh, I just talked to someone on the phone that said she's never told anyone, but she has it.
I think that they would also make a joke to make themselves more comfortable discussing it as well.
Well, I'm sure they would, too, but I'll bet you that you'll be surprised that it's 1 in 5 people in America have it.
Wow.
1 in 5!
Is there a place that people can go to get help? Is there a website or a phone number?
Yeah, there is. It is talkibs.org. www.talkibs.org, and there's a toll-free number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1-866-NEWS-4-IBS, and the 4 is a numeral. And I can break the number down. It's 1-866-397-4427.
Okay.
All right.
Just as easy to remember that. Now, folks have been asking where they can see you. Are you going to be doing any pictures coming up or TV?
I just finished a movie for PAX TV, Mount Extreme. I just finished a movie this summer for Chris Coppola. Christopher Coppola is directing.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that's called Tattered Angel that should be close to finishing its post-production.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll be seeing you
on
the screen
again.
That's good. You should be.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful talking to you. And
thank you so much.
Hopefully we've lit a light on IBS for some folks.
Well, thank you for having me on.
All right. You take care, Linda.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.